All right, so I detest negative campaigning. There are candidates that I was supporting years ago that I bailed on because they switched to negative attack ads. And I told them ahead of time. Actually, one of them was Tom Vilsack. Another was Jack Hatch. I said, look, I'm going to support you, but if it gets negative, if you start attacking your opponent and it gets ugly and you start saying things that are untrue or unhelpful, I'm going to bail. And I did. And I, you know, and I think it's legitimate to point out differences between you and your opponent. I think it's most important to focus on what you're all about. But I want to talk about two attack pieces that really bug me. And both are from Democrats. One of them is from was written by Frances Baugus, who I've known a long, long time. And it was published in Bleeding Heartland and circulated elsewhere as well. And it was a ta an attack piece on Sarah Trungariat. And I mean, he doesn't come off as if he's supporting Trungariat's opponent, but he is. He's held a house party for her. He's donated to her campaign. So he's clearly against Sarah Trungariat, but doesn't say it. But he points out a talk she gave back in 2023 for the Des Moines Register's Storytellers Project. And in the video, Trungariat describes the first wedding she performed to marry a pair of Satanists. Then Baugus writes, I'll be clear, I have no personal issue with Satanists. Like many other Iowans, I believe their First Amendment rights should be protected just like everyone else's. Okay, so if he had no trouble with Satanists, he probably wouldn't have brought it up because that's kind of tangential. But he goes on to say, what bothers me is the tone Trungariat used when talking about working class people. Whether they, you know, and you look, it's you really have to stretch to find that in the speech she gave. So I actually went to the speech. I listened to it. It was beautiful. It was powerful, and it was mostly about her learning new things about people and learning to accept them in a Christian way. She's a Lutheran minister. It was really, I mean, if you watch the speech, you'd be really hard pressed not to be very, you know, very taken by it. You have to really, really want to find negative stuff in it, which Baugus clearly did. So it just, and he's arguing that, well, because of the way she talks about rural people, I mean, and that's like, that itself is inaccurate. But his contention is because of the way she talks about rural people, she's never going to win the third congressional district. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I was pleased to see that there were three comments in the Bleeding Heartland story that were all critical of what Baugus was trying to say. There was a comment by Kimberly Baugus, and yeah, no surprise, his daughter, who wrote, this was on Facebook actually. She wrote, quote, well-meaning folks don't understand that politics today is a blood sport. Everything is on the table and it's fair game. Don't like it? Stay on the porch. Okay, that right there is everything that's wrong with politics today. Politics is a blood sport. Anything is fair game. Come on, folks. I mean, if you really believe that, you know, then you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. And you know, after this 220-mile march I did, one thing I heard over and over again is I want candidates to tell me what they believe in, what they stand for. I don't want negative attacks. And unfortunately, negative attacks do work. So I know that's why politicians do them. But I think that one against Sarah Trungariat will probably backfire because it's so lame. But that said, I think it's important to respond to these things. I want to tell you one more out there that's bugging me, and that's Christina Bohannon, who I have nothing against. She's running for the Democratic nomination in the Southeast District of Iowa. She put out a piece, actually several pieces, that I believe are going to presumed Democratic supporters. And it's you've seen this before. It's got the pretty colored photo of the candidate on one side, and you flip to the other side, and it's the ugly black and white photo of the opponent, in this case, Marionette Miller Meeks, who looks like a witch. I mean, her hair is just all over the place. She's snarling. That is so wrong. You know, if you believe you have to stoop to that level, then you need to do some soul searching. I mean, I have nothing against Christina Bohannon. I've liked what she's done and said in the past, but this mailing, I don't know who's advising her in doing these kinds of attack pieces, but they better reconsider that, because I'm not the only voter out there who finds that detestable. And part of my perspective on detestable negative campaigning is very personal. When I ran for governor, one of my opponents, he was very clever about it. He didn't put it right out there himself. He had other people spread the word that I was anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-union. And he did that in Johnson County, which is the most, you know, quote, liberal county in the state, and a very important county in a Democratic primary. It's a county I should have won. I won 8 counties. That should have been the 9th county that I won, and I didn't, because I thought it was so stupid that I wouldn't bother to push back against it. The same year that I ran for governor, Denise O'Brien ran for Secretary of Agriculture, and she was ahead in the polls of her Republican. She won the primary, and she was ahead in the polls. Just going into the last month or so of the election, and her Republican opponent came out with a horrible attack piece that alleged that her husband, Larry Harris, was guilty of animal cruelty. They have a farm in Cass County. Now, Larry Harris is the most wonderful, gentlest, kindest guy you'll ever meet, and the allegation was completely false. But instead of effectively pushing back against it, they said, this is too stupid. You know, we're going to ignore it. Just like I ignored the Ed Fallon is anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-unions. So, you know, I learned the hard way that you have to respond to negative attack ads. You can't just ignore them. And I sure got it when I ran for Congress. I mean, and it was some crazy stuff, too. Because I had made a mistake, I voted for Ralph Nader back in 2000. Again, not my brightest decision. I was really ticked off at Al Gore for a number of reasons, especially for choosing Joe Lieberman as his running mate, who ended up becoming a Republican, by the way. So, you know, I voted for Nader. I said it wasn't the best idea, but that didn't stop my opponent in the Democratic primary, Leonard Boswell, from attacking me on it. And this is great stuff. You know, it shows a really goofy picture of me. And it says, Ed Fallon believed Ralph Nader. He helped elect George Bush by endorsing and actively campaigning for Ralph Nader. With nearly 4,000 of our soldiers killed in Iraq, you know, Ed Fallon's support for Ralph Nader is unforgivable. So basically, even though Al Gore won Iowa, I elected George Bush. I caused the Iraq War. Ironically, my opponent voted for the war. So, I mean, this stuff is crazy. It's horrible. But it has to be pushed back. You cannot ignore it. You have to push back against it. Or people, even if they don't like they don't like it, it makes an impression on them. So, yeah. Negative campaigning. Bad stuff. Challenge it, folks.